True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This till I'm blue in the face. The amount of teams that don't have a local television deal that is worth what it was just 5 years ago, it's too many. So like all the 10 bottom teams in terms of their contracts and their television deals, they're not giving them the revenue to be able to have payrolls that are reflective of what it should be for a $1 billion corporation.
Jeff Passan, ESPN, their top baseball insider, he talked about that, Joe, yesterday on the overall.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Impact of this trade on the Red Sox?
In the short term, certainly. Rafael Devers, since Alex Bregman has been hurt, has been the Red Sox best hitter this season. And after he struggled over the first couple weeks of the season, he's been one of the best hitters in baseball. So in the near term, this seemingly makes the Boston Red Sox a worse team. And let's not remember all of the trauma that exists still in Red Sox Nation after the trade of Mookie Betts. When you have a player of that caliber, he's the sort you tend to want to keep around for the majority, if not entirety, of his career, particularly when he's a homegrown guy. But at the end of the day, I think the Red Sox have just grown a little bit tired, and Rafael Devers the same.
There you go. It was just a relationship that it's run its course. That happens in any walk of life, right? A marriage, whatever. It doesn't matter. We've seen it here in the Bay Area. Clay Thompson and the Golden State Warriors, it ran its course. It did.
Well, this happens in every sport. Like, yes. Famously, obviously, Dave Winfield and Steinbrenner went at it.
Yes.
But this has happened throughout the history of sports, whether it's Aaron Rodgers and Green Bay and them drafting his replacement and him not being happy. Tom Brady wanting Jimmy G out of the door. We see this in every sport.
It only took 20 years for Tom, right? And then eventually he did go to Tampa Bay. He did.
Exactly.
Do you see
this probably more recently in basketball, but this has been happening forever.
Forever, right? Here's more from Passan on the overall message of the Devers trade and what it means.
Carl, I think it's very simple. Rafael Devers, after all that had happened with Boston this spring, the move from third base to DH, then them wanting him to play first base, did not want to be in Boston anymore. And the Red Sox saw this as an opportunity to get rid of more than $250 million that he was owed. And the San Francisco Giants are taking on every penny of his remaining contract that runs through 2033. At the same time, the Red Sox in Kyle Harrison and Jordan Hicks get a couple of arms. They're also getting James Tibbs, the first round pick from the San Francisco Giants last year, 13th overall out of Florida State, as well as one more prospect. Regardless of the mechanics of this deal, Carl, it is a shocker. The timing is shocking. The magnitude of the player is shocking. And again, Rafael Devers was supposed to be the guy that Boston was building around in the future, and now he's going to be a San Francisco Giant.
Jeff Passan yesterday on ESPN Sunday Night Baseball.
He did not have a no-trade clause, but it's kind of known that, like, wherever he was going to go, they kind of needed to know on the front end that he was going to accept the trade there.
Right.
So clearly this had been in the works, I think, for weeks, if not months.
And again, him and Willie Adames have a relationship.
Yeah.
Both from the Dominican Republic, playing on the national team together. They are tight. And that's a big deal in all this because there's familiarity.
Absolutely.
Had Willie not been here and it was like Chapman's the guy, right? And it's just like, I don't know what his relationship with Matt Chapman. I don't know.
Who knows?
Who knows? But the fact that he is tight with one of the leaders on your team and the guy that's playing out there, because Chapman's on the IL right now. He's not going to be out there. That's a big deal. And you alluded to Bob Melvin earlier on in this show, Joe. Bob, there was clearly something going on there when Bob was down in San Diego when it came to some of the egos of some of the players, some of the high-paid guys on that team. Tatis, Machado, Soto, all of those guys, right? It just didn't work. Devers going to be a part of this. Let's see how it happens. But I do know this, that the Giants, like, from a leadership perspective, from top to bottom, I got a lot of faith in them. It starts at the top, first of all, with Buster Posey, one of the greatest leaders the team's ever seen. When it just comes to the stoic, the quiet confidence, he's going to get on you when he needs to, but he's going to do things the right way, and he's doing that now at a level that we've never seen before. And quite frankly, we questioned when it came to Buster Posey, the president of baseball operations, what kind of experience does this guy have? None. We didn't. And for him to make this move, like, I'm just coming away from this weekend. Yes, the team, all of it, within the standings, they're a couple games back. They could win the NL West potentially now with this move. It's huge. But Q rating and stock, who comes out the biggest winner of this weekend? It's not even close. It's Buster Posey.
Well, there's no doubt. I mean, think about, I don't think people understand, like, John Lynch, if you just say John Lynch to people who watched him in the 90s, you're like, he's one of the baddest dudes you've ever seen in your life.
A guy you don't want to mess with.
He's one of the baddest dudes on defense. Toughness personified, excellence, smarts, the Stanford education. He was an unbelievable Hall of Fame player. And now he's putting together a resume. I don't know if he's a Hall of Fame executive, but he's really good.
No, he's really good, though.
Okay, we can, you know, hey, they haven't won the big one, right? But he's put together how many NFC Championship teams? How many Super Bowl teams? Two?
Yeah.
Super Bowl, you know.
Two NFC Championship wins and two Super Bowl appearances. Yes.
That's pretty incredible, you know? Like, so he's already in the upper echelon of GMs in the league. Do you know how difficult it is to have a Hall of Fame career player and then go on and be a really successful executive?
It's very difficult. It's the Jerry Wests of the world don't grow on trees.
Pat Riley, Jerry West. There's a reason they're one, like we say the names, Nolan Ryan, what he was doing with the Texas Rangers. Now Chris Young is doing the same thing. It's really difficult. Yeah. And I think in baseball more than any other sport, they went so far in the nerd direction because of a couple other people. Like the reality is like, nah, baseball guys can still make a lot of great decisions.
For every, you know, Jerry West, as you're alluding to, the John Lynches of the world, right, there's a Magic Johnson in there. There's a lot of Magic Johnsons.
Chris Mullin.
It doesn't work out. Like,
well, Chris Mullin was okay.
It's okay, exactly.
You know what I mean?
I'm not putting him on the level of Magic.
No. But I'm saying, like, there's a lot of guys that are more like that in terms of, like, they're just okay or not good enough or whatever.
Steve Kerr. There you go.
Kerr's a great example.
You go, Phoenix. Like, that. It's very
great
difficult to be both the great businessman and also the player. Like, it's it doesn't work.
Could you imagine if they get to a World Series with Buster Posey as the de facto president of baseball ops? I mean, he will be, when it's all said and done, if he can have as close to a, I would say, upper echelon front office, lifespan, he will be as close to Willie Mays and Barry Bonds in terms of the greatest San Francisco Giant, and I'm talking about on and off the field, ever. Like, it'll be Kruk, Kipe, Buster.
If the Giants win the World Series this year, are you kidding me? This is one of the most out-of-nowhere championships in the history of sports that I can remember. Like, are you serious?
It would be this, like, team? Steph Curry taking over the Warriors as a GM.
Correct.
Which is almost like, I can't even
fathom it.
I can't.
No, you can't. And it'd be even like, it's a tough comparison because Steph as a player and his Q rating, it's infinitely more than even Buster was. But in this region.
But what Steph meant to the team and what Buster means, there's similarities.
I understand.
They're not the same. I'm not here to say
that. No.
But I'm just saying they're similar.
But it's.
If you ask Giants fans,
it's up there.
Young or old. Does anyone hate Buster Posey?
No.
There's not one person.
I don't think who hates Buster Posey outside of Dodgers fans, and even in their heart of hearts, they don't hate Buster.
No.
Like, it's just, like, why do you hate that guy?
I don't even hate him. I don't even hate Kershaw. I'm watching him on Saturday, and it's like, can't stand the guy, but I don't hate him because I respect him too much.
And he respects what the Giants did absolutely yesterday.
Buster's really doing it. Not only Buster Posey's really doing it over there. Good, good for Buster, man. He's going for it. I consider Rafi one probably, top 10 hitters in the game at worst. So he's definitely a game changer. It'd be interesting to see what position he plays over there. I know they have a big prospect at first base coming, so it'd be interesting to see if he plays first. Obviously, I have Matt Chapman, who's one of the best in the game at third. So if he's just DH for however long that contract is, he's. I don't even know what they gave up. I know Harrison was supposed to pitch today, so
exactly.
he's a good one.
This trade is so universally loved that you got like one of the all-time Dodgers saying it was a good trade.
Joe.
Oh my God.
Joe, 3 weeks ago, we were arguing about Lamont Wade Jr. at bats.
Gross.
Think of how far we've come. Huge. Lamont Wade Jr. at bats.
I don't know who we are. Who was someone arguing in favor of them?
I'm just saying, like, in general, Giants fans were just arguing with each other.
888-957-9570 is the number. So it was universal for this or that. It was everyone saying they feel just so much more excited about Devers. I do think everything that was around the Warriors at the time, there was this sense of dread. And I do think there was some skepticism. I was like, all right, you've dug yourself such a big hole. Like, is Jimmy Butler really going to be that guy? And I think there was some acceptance from the fans saying, like, this season might just, he might not do anything this year, but it's for, like, the next year. The fact that Devers, it's June 16th and you acquired him, and you have all this time remaining.
It's incredible.
It's incredible.
And they got an everyday player. I mean, it's just, they finally did it in his prime, under contract. Farhan, their best avenue has always been through the trade.
Farhan could not do this.
I don't think he's even negotiating.
What?
And you got rid of Farhan's guy in Harrison. You got rid of Farhan's guy in Jordan Hicks. You got rid of Farhan's final guy in James Tibbs. I mean, this could not be any more about Buster putting his imprint on the team. Like, it's incredible.
It's a shift in philosophy, is it not?
100%.
This is a massive change in the structure that is the San Francisco Giants going forward. And Buster Posey is at the helm of it. Who better, and what a better face for your franchise at the executive level than that guy, right? Like, we knew it at the time. He brought a level of respectability and, we knew that, what he brought to the table. But the fact that he's now talking the talk and walking the walk, there's something to be said about it, man. Like, that's why I'm just coming away from this weekend saying my respect level for Buster Posey, if this could even blow up in their face, but the fact that he executed it at this level, I'm impressed.
It's gutsy.
It's gutsy. And it's
ownership,
ballsy. It's
ownership to take on the money.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to hear anybody talk about how this ownership group is cheap.
No.
You almost can never bring that up again.
No, that's what they're talking about in Boston right now.
Yeah,
that's what
true.
They're saying. And that's the
it's
worst.
True.
As we're talking about the Cincinnati Bengals of the world, like,
yeah,
as they're resuming talks, I guess, with Trey Hendrickson, like, the worst thing you could be labeled as an organization is cheap. And right now, that's how Boston fans are probably feeling about him. Speaking of Boston, Danny is in Massachusetts.
What's up, Danny?
Wants to join the conversation. Danny, good morning. You a Red Sox fan?
Yeah. Yes, sir. Yeah, big Red Sox fan, big supporter, and had to Google San Francisco Sports Radio. Was excited to see you guys had a show out there. I think you guys get a phenomenal hitter that can hit to the opposite field. Should per- form for 40 doubles a year, 30 home runs, 280 batting average. Hope he plays some first base for you guys. Buster Posey, one of the best catchers ever for San Francisco, if not the best catcher. San Francisco history, it's a huge deal. Wonder what you guys think.
Well, let me ask you a question. Did you see the, I said this joke earlier, but you might not have been tuned in. Did you see the new preview for the new movie, The Town 2? Did you see it last night?
I missed it, actually.
Oh, yeah.
No.
Well, Buster Posey's in it wearing a ski mask as he's robbing the Boston Red Sox of their best player.
He's calling in congratulations and being mean. You're mean to the guy, Danny, in Massachusetts.
That's a good joke.
Danny, what the hell happened with Rafael Devers over there? Like, what is, like, we played some of the fan compilation from WEEI, our sister station out there. They're all, like, bagging on the guy, saying he wasn't in shape.
Not a team player.
He's not a team player. How are you feeling about it?
Yeah, so I think he came in a little out of shape. He had some shoulder issues. And then what gets dropped on him is Detroit's thinking about Bregman, Boston's thinking about Bregman. 2 weeks before spring training, bang, Bregman's with the Red Sox. So he wasn't prepared for that. And then they tell him, hey, listen, you got to put your glove down. You're not going to play the field anymore. You're going to be a DH. And the first baseman for the Red Sox, Tristan Casas, goes down. And they say, hey, listen, we'd like you to play first base. And he says, no, I have my $30 million a year. Go pound piss clams because I'm not going to play the field anymore. You told me I'm not a third baseman. I'm below average. But for you guys, you certainly have a player who is going to hit the ball. It's a big ballpark that you guys have out there. But when he pushes the ball to the opposite field, you're going to be psyched when he does 40 doubles a year, 30 home runs, 90 RBIs. And it's a tremendous pickup for you guys.
And what does he do for a lineup in terms of anchoring?
Anchoring, I would say that he has certainly progressed after the worst start in baseball history and being upset and striking out multiple times, in the beginning of the year, that he settled in. Big Poppy talked to him, said, hey, listen, man, this is going to prolong your career being a DH. And he settled in, and now he's walked just about more than anybody else in Major League Baseball this year. And I think you guys really have a phenomenal hitter. It'll be a new place for him. It didn't work out in Boston, unfortunately, for him, but it should work out well for you, Giants.
Hey, thanks
Danny. Danny
thanks,
Massachusetts
Danny.
On the
what
River Islands guest line right there.
What a nice dude.
95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line. Is it time for you to discover the islands?
The Willard Island guest line.
I liked it. Did you like that?
That's pretty funny.
The Willard Island guest line. I didn't even mean to do that. All right.
Where every room in our house is a kitchen.
There you go. All right. Hey, you feeling good?
He likes cooking. That's why.
I like cooking too. It's great. What's wrong with cooking? It's great. What is your go-to dish right now? What are you going to cook for Rafael Devers in his first meal in San Francisco? Hey, what are you cooking?
Like, what was that meme where the guy's like sitting on the couch?
Yeah, no, or the kid right in the classroom, like, hey, me?
What would I cook?
Well, what is the San Francisco dish that you're first given to Rafael Devers when he lands at SFO?
Well, I mean, it depends. I want to know, like,
chowder in the, because they do chowder in New England.
No, that's chowder. No, Cipino is our like equivalent to chowder over here.
But a lot of people think of the San Francisco clam chowder in the bread bowl. That's what they think, the sourdough bread bowl. I'm just saying, that's what they think.
Yeah, I would go more red sauce Cipino.
Okay, that's fine. I'm an Italian. You don't have to sell me on it, Joe.
You're
selling Rafael Devers, all right? Not me.
Okay, and then I honestly think a Mission Street burrito. Like, that's very very close.
Burrito?
I would go, hey, Rafael, you ever had lumpia?
Okay.
Because I'm going to take you to some bomb lumpia spots. Okay.
Do we have any Dominican Republic, like Dominican restaurants here? Dominican?
No.
I would like to hear some. Maybe in the East Bay. Doesn't matter.
We have great Salvadorian food, though.
888-957.
Pupusas.
I love some pupusas right there. Yeah. I also love me some fast food.
I'll take them to Tams in Pacifica.
Okay.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.